This goes to Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, Carstensen, C-A-R-S-T-E-N-S-E-N, fax 989-588-5052. Regarding Jody, J-O-D-I, last name is Merritt, M like Mary, E-R-R-I-T-T. Her date of birth is August 7th, 1964. Dear Ms. Carstensen, this is a consultation for Ms. Merritt, who was sent for evaluation of persistent hyponatremia. She did also see another nephrologist for the hyponatremia, but requested a second opinion for management. She had tried to restrict fluid, but when she drinks less than 80 ounces in 24 hours, she complains of back pain, bilateral flank pain, and felt like that was kidney pain. And that pain would resolve if she would drink more fluid. The previous nephrologist suspected syndrome of inappropriate antidiuretic hormone, SIADH, for the chronic hyponatremia. And she had been also on some sodium tablets, 1 gram, 2 to 3 times a day, but they didn't really help the hyponatremia resolve. And she is on anti-seizure med, Carbitrol, and it's 300 milligrams twice a day, 300 in the morning and 600 in the evening, for a total of 900 milligrams daily for a seizure disorder. And that particular medication is known to cause hyponatremia also. Today she's feeling well. She's got no headaches or dizziness. She previously was drinking about 4 pots of coffee a day, and she has tapered down and is not drinking as much coffee. She does drink some liquid IV every day, about 16 ounces, and then coffee is the other beverage she usually consumes. But she consumes more than 80 ounces a day usually, and not as low as 60 ounces ever. No headaches or recent seizures. She has seen endocrinologist in Elma for elevated calcium levels and suspected hyperparathyroidism, but she's had scans on her neck, and there's no surgical recommendations for adenoma at this time. She denies headaches, no chest pain or palpitations. She has shortness of breath on exertion that is stable. No current cough, wheezing, or sputum production. She does have an enlarged thyroid according to thyroid scans. And she has chronic muscle and bone pain and has been previously diagnosed with fibromyalgia. Past medical history is significant for a long-term seizure disorder, history of elevated calcium levels, recurrent sinusitis, gastroesophageal reflux disease with frequent heartburn, hypertension, enlarged thyroid, peripheral vascular disease, smokers, COPD, hyperlipidemia, fibromyalgia, multiple compression fractions in the lumbar spine and the thoracic spine, and a history of a TIA with left-sided facial numbness, and that resolved when she was taking off her oral estrogen medication. Past surgical history, she had a left breast biopsy, benign, C-section, colonoscopies. She had a hysterectomy in 1992. She's had a percutaneous lung biopsy and a right foot fracture with an ORIF. Social history, she does continue to smoke cigarettes off and on. She has been trying to quit. She denies alcohol or illicit drug use, but does consume excessive amounts of caffeine every day. She's married, lives with her husband, and does not work. Family history is significant for thyroid disease, thyroid cancer, arthritis, hypertension, breast cancer, and glaucoma. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to hydrocodone with acetaminophen, Cipro, Valium, Benadryl, erythromycin, Demerol, penicillin, Darvon, and Tolteridine, T-O-L-T-E-R-O-D-I-N-E. Medications, Protonix, 40 milligram daily. Carbitrol, 300 milligram in the morning, 600 in the evening. Klonopin, 0.5 milligram three times a day. Lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. Nortriptyline, 75 milligram daily. Lamictal, 100 milligram, two in the morning, two in the afternoon, and two in the evening. Ativan, 1 milligram as needed, once daily. Stress vitamins daily. Aspirin, 325 milligram daily. Folic acid, 1 milligram daily. Pericolase, once daily. Motrin, 800 milligram up to three times a day as needed for pain. Norvasc, 5 milligram twice a day. And the sodium chloride tablets, 1,000 milligram. She's been taking one daily. Physical exam, height is 62.5 inches, weight 140 pounds, pulse is 72, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 160 over 90. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, midline uvula, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No wheezes, rails, or effusions. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, no peripheral edema. 2 to 3 second capillary refill, sensation intact in the feet and ankles bilaterally. And labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent lab studies were done 9-8 of 2025. Sodium was 127. On 8-11 of 25, sodium 124. 7-30-25, sodium is 130. 6-26-25, sodium 127. 6-22-25, sodium 124. 6-5-25, sodium 126, 5-29-25, sodium 127. Urine osmolality on September 8, 2025 was 464, but generally runs about 250 to 260 when checked. September 18, 2025, sodium 121, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 27, creatinine is 0.57. Her protein to creatinine ratio is normal at 0.11. Intact parathyroid hormone was checked 6/26/25 at 66.1. Cortisol level is 11.6, aldosterone was 12.4, and ACTH, 12. Hemoglobin is 12.1, hematocrit 35.2, normal white count, normal platelet count. And iron saturation is low at 12, iron is 56, ferritin was low at 8. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein, and specific gravity is 1.008. That generally runs very low, 1.005, or less than 1.005 are most readings. And we do have an echocardiogram that was done 11/30 of 22, which showed an ejection fraction of 58%, mildly elevated pulmonary artery systolic pressure with probably normal diastolic function at that time. Assessment and plan: 1, hyponatremia, most likely secondary to fluid overload and SIADH. Also, chronic hypertension. We have encouraged her to increase the protein in her diet, even though the albumin levels are normal currently. She can use some over-the-counter urea tablets if she needs to increase protein with a supplement. We think she should avoid the sodium tablets. They only exacerbate her already high blood pressure, and they're really not helping the hyponatremia. She needs to reduce the fluid intake. She's greater than 80 now, so we've asked her to slowly go down to about 64 ounces in 24 hours. That's going to take her some time, but she will try. And she should check blood pressure at home. Goal should be 140 over 80 or less. That may improve if she slows down on the ibuprofen and eliminates the sodium tablets. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. And sodium levels could be checked monthly on an ongoing basis. The goal for her would be greater than 128. Right around 130 would be ideal. And we don't expect her to be in the normal range, though, with the SIADH. But it will improve if she can decrease her fluid intake. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with, then directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.